Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Mr. Dickey.
This is him.
Mr. Dickey, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I just want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes?
Sure.
Thank you very much. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years? 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
21 to 20, or 11 to 25, was it 11 to 25?
11
like
to 25, yeah.
Yeah.
And what is your primary branch on the trade? Are you a plasterer, mason helper, or finisher, tile setter? Refractory bricklayer, tile, or marble finisher, terrazzo, mechanic, or finisher, marble mason, PCC, restoration, cement mason, stone mason?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey, label mechanic, foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
None? Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably just, yeah, the same, or maybe fewer, I guess. Yeah,
okay.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, including you?
No, I don't feel like that. I feel like we need more.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them? On any of them?
No.
Sorry. No.
No.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you don't know?
It's private.
Private? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment, more unemployment, or about the same as now?
I would think more.
More? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you have no real safety concerns?
Was that careless people? Was that one of the ones?
Oh, careless people on the job? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And
union.
Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
Online.
Online, thank you.
Oh, you know what? It might not have been. You know, I think about it, it was longer than 12 months ago. That was they did.
Okay. And
yeah.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. political canvassing. Have you participated, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in the last 12 months, how often did your local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Never, okay.
Never.
Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you use the most to the one you use the least. Friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, cable news, print, or online newspaper. Which one do you use the most?
I don't know. I would say there's one that I use more than any other, I guess.
But if you had to choose randomly, 1 through 5, which one will you choose first? Friends or neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspaper?
Internet.
Internet, okay. Which one will you choose second? Friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspaper?
Local TV news.
Local TV news, okay, thank you. Which one will you choose third? Friends and neighbors, radio, cable news, print or online newspaper?
Radio.
Radio, okay. Which one will you choose fourth? Friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspaper?
Friends and neighbors.
Okay. Which one will you choose fifth? Cable news, print, or online newspaper?
Print or online newspaper.
Okay, thank you. Next. Which of the following issues matter to you the most? Jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, education, foreign policies, healthcare, or something else?
Jobs and the economy.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Jobs and the economy.
Okay, jobs and the economy, thank you.
Yeah.
As you may know, BAC, B-A-C, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, yes or no?
Yes.
That will be a little bit, somewhat, or a lot?
A little bit.
Little bit. Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important for federal elected officials to support it?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Next question. Just a second. Okay. Next question. As you may know, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wages protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I think the Democratic Party supports
it. Okay, yeah. Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM and Ford?
United Auto Workers.
That will be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
That will be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about his job with the economy?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about health care?
Somewhat.
What about support for labor unions?
Somewhat.
What about foreign affairs?
What was the options again?
Somewhat approved, strongly approved, disapproved.
Disapproved.
That will be somewhat or strongly disapproved.
Somewhat.
Okay. What about immigration?
Somewhat disapproved.
Okay. Strongly disapproved. Okay.
No, somewhat.
And somewhat disapproved. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No worries.
Change that.
Is this okay. Sorry. Is this much longer? My kids are like in the middle of bedtime, so. Are we almost done here?
We almost done.
Okay.
We're only a couple of questions away from finishing. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
Disapprove.
It's strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Almost certain.
Almost certain? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to back VAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good, I guess. I don't really know. So.
Okay. In your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
You know, just listen to its members.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Just listening to its members.
Oh, listening to its members. Thank you. Next. Hey, what do you think the union's top priority should be for next year, for this year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on, in your own words?
I guess our contract's up, so working on our contract. Our contract will be up in a year, I think. Our contract.
I'm sorry, you sounded kind of choppy. Working on?
Working on our contract.
Contracts, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text messages, union meetings,
email.
Okay. Okay, thank you. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never. Once a year, a couple of
Never.
Days a year? Never. Okay, thank you. Last question. I'm sorry, just having issues with internet. Okay. Now I'd like to ask you, generally speaking, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
What was that?
Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, can I ask your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Laird, L-A-I-R-D.
Thank you, Lair. You have a wonderful evening.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.